Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion missionary, Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobile, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the love of God, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make the real change in your life. The Lord has blessed missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost field ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We had some wonderful services in them jails and prisons in time past. Praise God. And we'll, amen, go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. Praise God. Guys, this powerful message here on the broadcast talking about the birth of Jesus. Praise God. As we approach the brand new year of 2024. Praise God. I'm telling you, it's ever time to serve the Lord. It is now. Praise the Lord. Amen. Call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune in today's broadcast for the conclusion of the message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, missionary Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's about time to serve the Lord. It is now. Praise God. Amen. Look at all the violence going on in our world, in our cities and towns. But it's ever time to be saved. It is now. Seek the Lord, because Jesus is the answer. Jesus said in St. John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. Jesus is your answer. Amen. The answer is not in alcohol. During this time of year, people love to drink. Get drunk. Drunk drivers on the road. So sad. People drinking and doing, trying to have a so-called good time. But Jesus will deliver you from that drinking demon. Get that drinking demon out of you. Yes, he will. And you get drunk off the new wine of the Holy Ghost. And when you get drunk off the Holy Ghost, you wouldn't need that alcoholic beverage anymore. Because Jesus made the difference. Praise God. Amen. When the Lord saved me, sanctified me, I got drunk off the new wine of the Holy Ghost. And I don't have no need for no alcohol. Praise God. I'm telling you, because the Lord sanctified me and gave me the new wine of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. When the Lord sanctify you and give you the new wine of the Holy Ghost, you don't go to no liquor store and buy no booze. You don't be drinking, amen, that stuff and mixing in eggnog. No, you don't. But when the Lord saved you, praise God. Amen. He calls you to have a holy holiday, a sanctified holiday. I'm telling you, amen, my Christmas has been sanctified. Hallelujah. Hit on my higher, glory to God. My New Year's celebration be sanctified. Hallelujah, seconda. Well, glory to God. Because I got Jesus in my sanctified soul. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because Jesus brings joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Praise God. Amen. Because you'll satisfy your soul with good things. Praise God. Missionary Velvet, let's go, amen, wrap this message up. Let's go to St. Matthew 3:1. Let's see what the Bible said. Because John was a forerunner of Jesus Christ to introduce this man to the people. Praise the Lord. What did the Bible say in St. Matthew 3:1? Glory to God.
It said, in those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea.
In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea.
And saying, repent ye.
Repent ye.
For the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
And people need to repent. And repent means to turn from sin. Ask the Lord to forgive you of your sin. Turn from it. Don't do it anymore. That's what that's true repentance. A lot of these folks is not doing true repentance. Playing games. Time out for playing games. I'm telling you, people, you need to stop playing church. Stop getting on your knees saying, Lord, forgive me today for what you did, and then turn around and do it again later on in life, later on down the road. That's not true repentance. True repentance is to turn from that sin and give it up. Don't do it anymore. That's what true repentance is, if you want to go to heaven, praise the Lord. If you want to continue to play church and pretend you saved and pretend you're going to heaven, living in make-believe, then you can keep on doing what you're doing. But I'm going to let you know, if you want to go to heaven for real, you got to turn from your sin. Stop your sinning and get yourself saved. I'm telling you, praise God. Now, John said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What did it say, Missionary Velvet?
For this is he that was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness.
The voice of one crying in the wilderness.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord.
His path straight.
And get your heart right. It's time to get your heart right. Stop playing church. Preachers, stop playing church and get your heart right. Because God is going to examine the way we live here on this earth. I'm telling you, you know it's wrong for you to be in bed with somebody you're not married to. You know it's wrong for two men to be, amen, in bed together, amen, making so-called love. It's wrong for two women to be in bed together making so-called love. You know that stuff is evil in the eyes of God. Drinking booze, amen, getting high off in marijuana, crack cocaine, using profanity. You know that stuff is wrong. If you know it's wrong, then you need to repent, turn from them things. Stop doing them. Stop, amen, committing fornication, young people. Going around committing fornication, committing adultery. Stop doing that. Stop having hatred in your heart against your neighbor. Against your friend, against your, amen, fellow man, your fellow, from, amen, your neighbor, your friends, and your whoever, your co-worker, whatever. But, amen, learn how to forgive and love people and treat people the way you want to be treated. Because it's time to get right with God. I'm telling you, get your heart right. Make your path straight. Praise God. What is that, Missionary Bell?
The same John had this raven of camber hair in a leather girdle about his lawn.
Let you know.
Deep with locusts and wild honey.
Let you know. When Christ comes in you, he changes your wardrobe. You don't dress like the world. You hear me? Amen. So many Christians are dressing too much like the world and talking about they saved and got the world in their heart. Look like the devil. You hear me? Praise God. But when Christ comes in you, you'll change your wardrobe. Change your way of living. Praise our God. Amen. You don't eat everything the world eats. Amen. Sanctify your groceries. Praise our God. Amen. What is that, Missionary Bell?
Then went out to him Jerusalem, all Judea, and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in the Jordan, confessing their sins.
They were confessing sins. In other words, they were, amen, making a change in their way of living. Jesus wants us to make a change. To, amen, make a change in your way of living. What did it say, Missionary Red Velvet?
And then went out him about Jerusalem, all Judea, and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O ye generation of vipers, who have warned you to flee from the wrath to come?
Amen. They come down there trying to justify themselves. So many people now try to justify themselves. I'm all right. You may be all right in your book, but I'm talking about, are you all right with God? Amen. If you're not all right with God, what you say don't mean nothing. What is that? What is
that? Bring forth therefore fruit, meet for repentance.
Then you know you need to repent of your sin. If you're a sinner, you need to repent. What is that?
Think not to say within yourself, we have Abraham to our father.
Amen. So many people, I'm a member of a church. I'm a member of this church. I'm a member of that church. What? I'm going to let you know God is not concerned about these religions out here. If you're, amen, got sin, he's going to strike them all down. He commands us to be holy. If you want to go to heaven, you got to be holy. What did he say?
Well, I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham.
Yeah, the Lord wants people to live right. What did he say?
And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire.
Y'all heard that? That means if you can't live right, you're going to be hewn down and thrown into hell. I'm telling you, praise God. That's the reason why it's important to get it so you can live right. Bring forth good fruit means to live right. Praise our God. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. Amen. I'm a holiness preacher. Amen. If you want to go to heaven, you got to be holy. You got to be holy. Amen. You got to be holy. We're going to, amen, go into this brand new year preaching this gospel. Amen. About Jesus Christ. To get people ready, sounding the trumpet, blowing the trumpet of Zion. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith as we wrap this message up here. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, all this but we've been preaching about the birth of Jesus. Lord, look on the people in mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisons. Let them know you love them, Lord. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him. Praise him. The song that the Lord gave me some time ago said, there is hope. There is hope in Jesus. There is no hopeless situation. You believe the word of God and leave the power of prayer because the Lord can do anything but fail. So I want you hold on to your desire to live right, and the Lord will make it to come to pass. All you have to do, allow him to come in and rule in your heart. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. As we wrap up the new year, end of this year, the new year, you continue to have hope in Jesus Christ. That he is there for you. He has a better plan for you. Those in the free will, thank you for your prayer support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we continue to pray for you. Because God is there for you. I want to read this card. I thought it would be a good encouragement for us. That God's hope, a special joy at Christmas, is felt upon the earth. And we recall the wonders of our Savior on the birth. The precious child of Mary, the perfect Son of Man, became the hope of all mankind, God's great salvation plan. Asking God to bless you and refresh you with his peace, joy, and hope this season and in the new year. I pray God's blessing upon you. But most of all, remember the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he's able to perform. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself as we do the ministry of the Lord. And those in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with many activities on our website, Heaven Bound Train website. Amen. To the next broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that
if Jesus would come for you today,
will you be ready to go? May God bless you. And a happy, happy new year of 2024. May God bless you.
Train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.